Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Yevamah's daf, Tezvav, and we are in the third parak of Maseches Yevamah's here, and we ended off with a question. We're in parak Arba Achin, right? So Arba Achin, what was the first case of the parak? And parak Arba Achin, the case was, we had on the last daf, you have four brothers, two of them are married to sisters, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Two of them are married to sisters, and the two brothers that are married to sisters die. So there are two sisters that are now zukukos to these other brothers, Levi and Yehuda. So Mishnah says, Chalitza. Mishnah says, Chalitza, that is what is demanded. Because again, each one, what's the problem? Levi will do Yibum. No. Each one of them is Achos Zukukaso. Each one is the sister of a Zukuka, which is kind of like Achos Ishto. Right? It's not exactly, as we'll talk about today, but it's kind of like Achos Ishto. We know Achos Ishto is an Isra Daraisa. Isser Karis, Achos Ishto, a man can't marry his wife's sister. After his wife dies, that he can. Remember, we mentioned that's the only one of the Arayas that changes after death. Achos Ishto. But if he divorces his wife, he cannot marry his wife's sister. Achos Ishto. So Achos Zukukaso is kind of like Achos Ishto because Zika is kind of like a connection. It's not a marriage, but it's kind of like a connection. So therefore, there's an Isser. We'll see. Bavli Pasha sells us a Durabanan, the Yerushalmi seems to say it's an Issa Daraisa, just not without Karis. But the Achos Zukukaso, the Mishnah says, are either Chotzos Lobos Yamos. So Mishnah says, in this case of four brothers, two die, so then you do Chalitza. So the Gemara ended up by saying, why is this different than the case on Daf Chafei? I might have said Chavbez last time, some of the times, but it's the Mishnah later on Daf Chafei. Why, what does the Mishnah say in Daf Chafei Amar Aleph? A case where you have a Shomeris Yavam, you have a brother, brothers that are supposed to marry this woman, and there are some other wives. And instead of doing yibum to this woman, he goes and is mekadesh this woman's sister. Right? He goes and is mekadesh this woman's sister. Is mekadesh acho zukukaso. So Mishnah says, oh, you know what we do? Bezin says, you know, wait. Now he did kiddushin. He didn't do nisuin. So Bezin says, you know what? Wait till one of your brothers does yibum or chalitza. One of your brothers does chalitza to the yavama. And then Memela, once one of the brothers does that, the original Zika now retroactively disappears because the connection was only to that one brother that did Yibam or Chalitza. And then Memela, you, the brother who was Makadish, Achaz Zukukaso, could now do Nisuin. So that's what the Mishnah says to do. Hamtinu, what's the Lashon? Rebuta ben Beseira. Omerlo, Hamtena Shiyasa Achicha Godomaisa. Wait till your older brother, well, we said Habachar, last time also. Wait till the brother does Yibam. And if the brother does chalitz or yibums, then fine, he could get, then he could do nisuin. The Mishnah also adds there that if the Yavama dies, he also could do nisuin because there's no longer Achos Zukukaso. His Zukuka is now dead. If the, brothers die, right, this was the Mishnah on Daf Chafei. If the brothers die, then he's stuck because if there are no more brothers, and now there's a woman who is Zukuka, and did Kiddushin to the woman's sister, then he's stuck, because what's he supposed to do? The woman was Makadesh is Achos Zukukaso. The other woman is now Achos Ishto, right? Because he did Kiddushin. So he has to give a get, and he has to do Chalitza. That's the Mishnah. But what's the Stira now? What do we end off with? We had a Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to go with Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, the Mishnah only gave one case, but left out one case. The case that's left out is a machlokis in our Gemara. There's a Gemara there also. What happens if the woman he's Makadesh dies? Right? Or he was Makadesh dies. The Mishnah says, if the other woman dies, he can then do nisuin to this woman. But what if this woman that he was Makadesh died, the Acho Zukukaso, if she dies? What's the halacha there? So, machlokis, but Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's mutter, right? Just like if the Zukuka dies, so then he could do nisuin to this woman, who used to be Acha Zukukaso, but now is just Stama woman. And if his wife dies, he could do Yibum to the other woman. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, because no longer Acha Zishto, his wife died. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Called Davashuba, Machmas Agorim, Batal Agorim, Batal Isser, so it's all mutter. So the question, that's all background. So the question we asked is, isn't there a stira then between our Mishnah and that, or those understanding of Rabbi Yochanan and that Mishnah? Because again, our Mishnah says four brothers and you have two women who are sisters. So what does it say? You got to do chalitza to both of them. because they're both sisters. Even if you did one chalitza to one of them, so doesn't that remove the that zika of that woman? And now this other woman is just, you know, a woman who has done nothing wrong? No, you do chalitza. Why is that different than the case that we just mentioned? Again, that a man goes over to Achos Zukukaso. There's a woman he's supposed to do Yibam to, and instead he goes over to her sister and does Kiddushin with her. So the Mishnah says there, and Rabbi Yochanan says it works in either direction, if either of the women die, he can marry the other one. If either of the women die, he can marry the other one because the Zika has been removed, so why don't we say the same thing by our Mishnah? Right, that's the, and our Mishnah should be even better because our Mishnah is not Achos Ishto, but Achos Zukukaso. Right, which is less of an Issa, which maybe is even a Durabanan. That's the question that's asked by the Gemara that we left off with. So now let's pick up with that on Yudalid Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, where are we up to? Amar Abirmiya, three lines to the bottom, right? Amar Abirmiya, Tiftar, maybe our Mishnah is, Shenafal Habayis Al Shneyem Ka'achas. Maybe the case of our Mishnah is with the two chalitzas, the two yevamas that you have to chalitza to, the Zika started at the exact same moment. There was never a time where there was a heter to do yevam chalitza, and then it became aser. Right? At the same time, the house fell on both of them, and memela, there was never a time that either of these women were mutter. They never ever, the Zika was born be'isser. Right? Shenafal bayis al shneihem ka'achas. At the moment of Nefila Zika, they were Achos Zukukaso. And therefore, the whole, as we'll see, the whole Svara that we mentioned from Rabbi Yochanan, the other Mishnah, is that if the woman had a Heter, and then she became Aser, it could go back to Heter. But here, it didn't start off with any Heter. Right? The four brothers, two were married to sisters, and then Rachman al-Islam, the house fell. Rachman al-Islam on every case in this Masechta. Right? Almost all the cases. Right? The house fell on both of them. Therefore, there was never a moment that the Zika was mutter. And therefore, that makes our case different, right? Because it was Shnafal Abayas al Shneihem Ka'achas. They both fell away. Could you have that at the exact same moment they both died? Is that really true? Right? Can you have that? So that's what the Gemara, the Karbonate here brings up. The Sugya of Efshar Litzamtzem. Gemara, remember the Mishnah is in Bechoros. Could you have two offspring born at the exact same moment, and they'd both be considered firstborns. Kedushas Bechor Behemah Tahora, or that's impossible. It could never happen at the exact same second. Right? One happened before the other one, so they're each Safek Bechor. They're not both Vaday Bechor. That's a sugi of Efshel Etzamsim or Efshel Etzamsim. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But the Gemara here suggests maybe our Mishnah is holding Efshel Etzamsim. It's possible to have them at the exact same moment. And therefore, there was never a Zika that was mutter that became aser. They were both aser. And that's why our case is different. And you won't allow Yibum. Says the Gemara, but do we really hold that way? Reb Yosef boy, im b'shenofal abayas al shem ka'achas. Right? If the house fell on both of them at the exact same moment, b'da'am Reb Yochanan ini yodea tam achyos yivamos mahu. We ended off at the last year saying, Reb Yochanan is like, I'm not sure what the chilek is between the cases. And we just gave an answer. But if our Mishnah was a case where they died the exact same moment, and there was never a heter of Zika, then that's an obvious chiluk between our Mishnah and the other Mishnayos. The other Mishnayos, there was a moment that it was mutter, right? What was like the other Mishnayos, right? He does kiddushin to the sister of his zakuka, but the zakuka is mutter, and the sister had been mutter too before this woman became zakuka. So there's an obvious difference. So in that case, b'dam Rabbi Yochanan ini odia tamachis levamos mahu. That wouldn't be a case. No. Our Mishnah is about Bezachar Zeh. If they die one after another, and we're stuck. And we have a question. Don't give me that. I don't accept that answer, says the Gemara, about if they died at the exact same moment. Let's just continue with the flow, and then if we have time, we'll get to some, Efshel Etzamsim. Haviboy Memers. The Gemara now says, Matzrichel Rabbi Yochanan, the only question that we had really from our Mishnah was, in which direction? Remember, our Mishnah says, four brothers, two of them married to sisters, the two sisters die. What was he bothered by, right? You have to chalitza to both of them. Says the Gemara right now, he was only bothered, maybe, only in one direction, about which woman? Mesa hashnia lame ino mutter berishona, right? The four brothers, sister A becomes a yevama, and then sister B. Which one became a Yevama first? And again, then one of them died, and the question is, could you do Yibam to the other one? And the Mishnah says, no, you have to do Chalitza, and that's what he's bothered by. But says the Gemara, Matzrichel Rabbi Yochanan, what bothered Rabbi Yochanan? Mbesa Shnia Lamein Muta Brishona. If the second one died, the one who became a Zukuka second, why can't he go then and do Yibam to the first one? Because again, the first one was Mutter, and they became Aser, and now we want to become Mutter again. Avala Mesa Rishona, Yehe Aser Bishniya. But if the first one, right, dies, why do you have to do Chalitza to the second one? That he wasn't bothered by. Because that was, as we said, she was born into the Zika Ha'asura. Right? The second one, when she became a Zukuka, she was Achu Zukukasa right away. So that's not what the Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by, suggests the Gemara. The Havi Boy Meimar, the Rabbanan of the yeshiva were bothered. He didn't have a problem with that. You see in the Karbana Eda, Havi Boy Meimar, Savrula Meimar. Hadik Ashla the Rabbi Yochanan, Amas Nisan, our whole question that we're dealing with, right? The stira between the Mishnah here, Daf Yudal, and the Mishnah later on, Daf Chafei. What was Rabbi Yochanan bothered by? The Lachlots Lashdiya V'Desyabim Harishona. The problem was, why do you have to, if the second one dies first, said the second sister, so why can't you do even to the first one? The first one had been Mutter, and then became Aser, and now go back, you should say it becomes Mutter again. Shebashas Nefilah is a Muteres. But he's not bothered by the other direction. He's not bothered by the other direction, suggested the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva. Amarabuda, Hida Tzrichalei. Rabbi said, no, I don't think there's a difference between the two. I think he was bothered even by the other case, where in our Mishnah, the two brothers die, and then one of the sisters dies. Right? So, can you do even to the other one? Either direction should be allowed. Why? That's his question. Why? What do you mean? It's Acho Zukukaso at the moment that she became Les Zika Klum. Zika is not exactly like Achos Ishto. Right? Les Zika Klum. It's not a permanent problem. Achos Ishto is a permanent problem. That's an Issa Daraisa. Achos Zukukaso, it's Ke'ilu, it's Achos Ishto, but it's not exactly Les Zika Klum. It doesn't last. It's not like an Ishus. Not like an Ishus. Where do we see it's not like an Ishus? From the following case. Says the Gemara, what about this case? This shows that the Zika doesn't last forever. Ilish Losha Achim. Let's say there are three brothers. Shnayim Me'av Alo Me'aim, Shnayim Me'aim Alo Me'av. There are three brothers, two paternal, two maternal. Right? One of them is the middle. Right? One of them shares both. Two brothers, and they're the only ones that are going to have Yibum, but the two of them are also the maternal. Meis Bino Shel Av Tchila. Right, one of the paternal brothers dies. You have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are from the same father. Shimon and Levi are from the same mother. Right, Reuben and Levi are not connected to each other. Reuben and Levi are not connected to each other. But let's say what's going to happen. Right, Reuben dies. Reuben's wife is going to go to Shimon, and then Shimon's going to die. One second. So Shimon's Reuben's wife, the original wife that now falls to Levi. Right, Shimon's wife is an Achos. Achos, Eishes Ach, right? So, and Achos, so therefore that's not going to be, there's not going to be Yibam there. Meis Beno Shalav Tchila, right? So one of the paternal brothers die first. Lo Hispik Hasheni Lahakles Liyabim, Shimon Dadu Yibam Chalitza, Shemes Ravav Reachiv Meimo, until his wives now fall to the maternal brother. Shemeinu Mutter Ba, is Levi not Mutter with Eishes Ruvain, with the first wife? Yes, why not? Because this is not considered, right, considered the Zika, the original Zika doesn't last. Look at the Karbana Eda. He quotes, Shnayim Achim, explains the case again. Reuven, last couple of skinny lines. Reuven v'Shimon Achim e'av lo me'ein. Shimon v'Levi Achim e'av lo me'av. Two paternal brothers, two maternal brothers. Umeis Reuven below banim. Reuven dies. V'nafla ishto li'ibim l'fnei Shimon. Reuven's wife falls to Shimon. Below his pick, Shimon lachlos liyabem shemeis gamu. Shimon dies. So now Levi has Eishes Ruvain and Eishes Shimon that fall in front of him. V'chilo hutra Eishes Ruvain leLevi, right? Could Levi not do Yibum to Eishes Ruvain? Avo Eishes Zukuka leShimon achim minaim. Even though this woman Eishes Ruvain had never been married to Shimon, right? She was Zukuka to Shimon, but that doesn't exist anymore, right? Once Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum to Eishes Ruvain. So what do you see from there? It's not like the Zika is not like a case of Eishes, right? Back to the Gemara. Itamar Zika Klum, if you say that the Zika has some type of permanence, ye aser babishim Eishes Achim Yibo, then the Eshes Reuven, who had also become a Zekuka to Shimon, should be Usher, because this was a Eshes Ach Me'imo, which is not Niftar from Bayibum. It's only paternal, not maternal, right? Eshes Reuven had been Usher Levi because she was Zekuka to Shimon, but now once Shimon dies, she's Mutaris Levi. So you see, Zika doesn't last, period. So what do we say so far, Adkan? The discussion of our Mishnah and the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Hey. We had a discussion of why in our Mishnah do you say, we didn't really give a good answer, right? The Gemara tried to give an answer, but didn't really give a good answer. But the Gemara now moves on to a different topic. Why in our case we have chalitzas that need to be done. Well, you don't say, if one of the women is out of the picture, then the other woman becomes mutter. You don't say that. You say, kima de nasra nasra. While the Mishnah, daf chaf hey, it seems like once the, Yibam or Chalitza is done to one of the women, right? What do we say? Wait a minute till you do Nisuin, till one of your brothers do Yibam or Chalitza, and then you can do Nisuin with this woman, right? Why should there be a difference between those cases? So the Gemara leaves it Bitzarech Yib. Okay, next, section. Mahu, again, there's more about Efshal and Samsein, but we're gonna continue for now. But, Mahu She Yehela Tsara. Mahu She Yehela Tsara. What is, going on here? Is there a concept? We've been talking about achos zukukaso, right? Achos zukukaso. Is there a concept of itzara of achos zukukaso, right? We learned in the first mishnah of the Masechta the concept of tsaris, right? Co-wives. And if there is a co-wife, if there's an erva, so then the tsara is also niftar. So is there a concept of itzara of achos zukukaso? We just said this, our mishnah is based on this principle that is an isser, right? Zukukaso, a man has to do yibur chalitza to a woman. The sister of that woman is kind of like Achos Isha. Achos Zukukaso. Achos Isha has the concept of Tsara. That was the first mission of the Masechta. There's a co-wife halacha. What about Achos Zukukaso? So the Bavli would say, that's a Durabanan. What are you talking about? Right? But the Yerushalmi clearly does not hold that way, because the Yerushalmi is going to try to deal with this question, not be machalik, but it's a Durabanan. So is there a concept of a Tsara? So Rabbi Hila b'shem Rabbi Avina Kalvachomer. Rabbi Avina is going to say Kalvachomer. Why was the Kalvachomer? Ma im achos chalutzaso shehibi devrayhem. Oh, chalutzaso, a man being with his chalutza wife, that's an issa drabanan. Ma im achos chalutzaso shehi mi devrayhem. That's only drabanan. Nos nu lo chachamim tzara. The drabanan gave achos chalutzaso the concept of a tzara. Right? Where is that? The Rishonim discuss what the case is, but it means the tzara of an achos chalutza. Right? A woman has a man did chalitza to a woman. He's usher to her sister also. If that sister is married to somebody and there's a co-wife, then that co-wife is also usher to this man. Saras achos chalutzaso. Right? So that's an isser. So the Gemara says, if that exists, and that's based on isser drabanan, so kan sheish kan isser achios lakol shekein. So here, saras achos zukukaso. So that would surely, right? Achos zukukaso is an isser daraisa, according to the Yerushalmi. We skip the next three words. Lo kol shekein shiyehe latzara. Surely there should be a tzara to her. So Rabbi Bun bar Chiya b'shem Rabbi Avina tani taman. But let's see if that's true. Why? Because we have the following. We have the following brisa. Fine brisa that talks about the case of our Mishnah with the four brothers. Chaltzu hatzaros. Right. Where's the case of that's. The Karban Eita quotes it. Again, we're going to have what the din is. Look at the Karban Eita in the middle of the wide lines. Shtei achio shenaflu mishnei achim. Two sisters that fall from two brothers, as we've spoken about. V'kol achat sarasima, and each one has a tzara. So there's a brother. There are brothers that have to do yibam or chalitza. There are two sisters in front of them, and there are two tzaras in front of them. So says the Braisa. Chaltzu hatzaras nifteru ha'achios. If the tsaros did chalitza, then the achios, the sisters, are also, are niftar their zika. Chaltzu ha'achios, lo niftar ha'tsaros. The Braisa says that if you do chalitza to one of the achios, the tsaros, that's not strong enough to pata the tsaros. Why? So Gemara here is saying, reflecting, that the zika of the tsaros is stronger than the zika of the sisters. Because the sisters have to do chalitza. The tsaras can even do yibam. So the zika, reflected by the fact that you could do yibam or chalitza, is stronger than a zika that would just allow you to do chalitza. So that's why the Braisa says, if you did chalitza to the tsaros, which you could have done yibam to, that's strong enough to break any zika, and even the sisters are nifteres. But chotzu ha'achios, again, remember, it's two sisters from two different husbands. That's why you have to do something. Chotzu ha'achios lo nifter ha'tsaros. So what do you see from there? That there's the difference between the tsaros, who you could do yibam chalitza to, and the achios, which you can only do chalitza zu. So now the Gemara has the diuk. V'kama dat amar chotzu tzaros niftru achios, v'tichvasya filu chotzu achios yiftru tzaros. If it's true, Rabbi Hila, what you just said, right, we ask the question, is there a concept of tzaros achos chalutzaso? If you're telling me that there is a concept of tzaros achos chalutzaso, and a tzara of an achos chalutzo also can't do yibam, she would have to do chalitza, so then why is there a difference between the achios and the tzaros? They both can only do chalitza, and if they both can only do chalitza, not yibum, then their zika should be equal. And therefore you should say, whether you did chalitza to the tzaros, or whether you did chalitza to the achios, it should be equal. So, again, we ask the question, is there a concept of achos, of tzaros achos chalutzaso? Is there a concept of a co-wife of an achos chalutzaso? Right, that was our question. Rav Hila says, yes, there is. So the Gemara just proved, doesn't sound like there is. Meaning, is there a concept that you, that Rav Hila says there's tzaros achos chalutzaso, and therefore it's usher to do yibum with tzaros achos chalutzaso? Says the Gemara from this Braisa, it doesn't sound that way. Because it sounds like there's a different level of strength between the zika of the, again, you have two sisters that are both zakukim, and they each have a tzara. So the Braisa says that there's a stronger zika to the tsaros than to the achios. But according to you, Rav Hila, both of them can only do chalitza, therefore the zikas should be equal. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella, maybe that braisa is holding like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri we had once before at the end of the first parak. Remember, there was a major machloka b'shamay and b'shillel about tsaros in general, whether tsaros are mutter or usser. We had a machlokas. That whole first Mishnah in our Masechta was only going to be Hillel. Going to be Shammai, there's no such thing. Tzaros could get married. You could do Yibam for Tzaros. So Yochanan ben Nuri said, oy vey, there's going to be a big issue here because Shammai, Beis Hillel, someone going to be Mamzerim. You know what? Tell everybody to do Chalitza. If we all do Chalitza, then it's all going to be good and there won't be any Mamzerim. That's what Yochanan ben Nuri had suggested. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Amar, Bov and Isaki, let's make a Takanashi, Tzaros, Chosos, Lomas Yabos. Even a real Tzaros Erva. Forget what we're talking about. Tsaras achos zukukaso, a real tsaras erva we do chalitza to. So maybe that price is only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says you do chalitza to all the tsaras. So that Rabbi Hila wasn't talking about within Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was never accepted. Remember, he tried to do it, but then something happened. Maybe it was the baskol, the hiskinu, he made a takana. Lo kin tani, didn't we learn in the braisa? Lo ispiku lahaskna chenitrafa shah. It never happened. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, I have this great idea, but it never happened, so you can't say this braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because it never actually happened that they made such a takana. So the Gemara modifies. Okay, the braisa is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but it's like Beis Shammai. Ela ke Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai matir, and that's a Beis Shammai matirs the tsaros, remember from the first parak. So that's why, according to Beis Shammai, the zika of the tsara is stronger than the zika of the sisters, because Beis Shammai even allows yibum, right, to the for those saras. So that's why the braisa is not a kasha under Rabbi Hila. What did we just do in the past 10 lines, right? We asked the question: is there a concept of tsaras achos zukukaso? We have the principle, an isra of an achos zukuka. What if there's a co-wife? So Rabbi Hila says, yes, kal vachomer there is. There's a concept of tsaras achos zukukaso. The Gemara says there's a braisa that seems against that, because there's a braisa that says, if there are two sisters that are Zakuka Libam, and they each have a co-wife, the Braisa seems to say that the Tsara has a stronger Zika than the Achios. The Achios, you can only do Chalitza to, you can't do Yibam to. Right? The Tsaras, the Braisa assumes, gives off the impression that the Tsaras have a stronger, because if you do Chalitza to the Tsaras, the sisters are Niftar. If you do Chalitza to the Achios, the Tsaras are not Niftar. But one second, Rav Hila, if you're going to do Chalitza anyway, then it should be equal. So we said, the price is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, but like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He was never accepted. Okay, it's like Beis Shammai. It's like Beis Shammai. But Rav Hila, his answer is accepted so far that we do hold that there's a concept of Saras, Achos, Zukukaso. Period. So now the Gemara says, one second. Amar Rabbi Pinchas Kumi Rabbi Yossi in Kebe Shammai. If you really think this is like Be Shammai, go with the Karban Eidas Gersa. We got to add in a couple of words. Second line on top. Hachi Garcinon in Kebe Shammai. If you're telling me it's like Be Shammai, and according to Be Shammai, the Zika of the Tsaros are very strong because you could even do Yibum. But according to Be Shammai, Afilu Chaltsu Ha'achios Nifter Hatsaros. According to Be Shammai, it should work in both directions. Why? Even if you did Yibum to the sisters. Yibum to the sisters. Why? What did Be Shammai say in our Mishnah? If you did Yibum to the sisters, we let you stay married. We let you stay married. So what do you see from the fact that you let you stay married? You see their Zika is strong. Look at Chilo, you shouldn't do it. But Vitaninan, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah, right now, the Inka Be Shammai, Filu Chalto Ha'cheos Nifter Atzaros, back to the Gemara, Vitaninan, Rablazer Omer Mishum Be Shammai, Mishum Be Shammai Omer Yekayimu, Esil Omer Yotziyu. Question mark. If you're telling me that the Brisa, which Brisa? The Brisa that we just said on the bottom of Oman Aleph, the Brisa that says, if you have two sisters and they each have co-wives, if you do Chalitza to the co-wives, then the sisters are Niftar. Because the Zika of the co-wives are very strong. If you do Chalitza to the sisters, that's not so strong. So the co-wives are not Niftar. But what do you mean? According to Be Shammai, the Zika of the sisters are very strong. Because if you did Yibam, you let them stay married. Right? So it should be in both directions. If you say Be Shammai is the author of the Brisa, shouldn't you say that? So the Gemara says, maybe there's two versions of Be Shammai. Have a train tanoin inun al de Be Shammai. There are two versions of Be Shammai. Chat Amar, in our Mishnah, flip these words, Chaltsu Achios Niftru Tsaros. You're right. In our Mishnah, you would say, even if you did Chalitza to the sisters, the Tsaros would be Niftar. Meaning, our Mishnah says that the Zika is strong for the sisters. So you're right. That would be against that Brisa. But the Charana Amar, but the other opinion would say that no, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. That they have to get divorced if they did Yibum. And therefore, Chaltsu Ha'achios Lo Niftru Tsaros, they wouldn't have been Niftar. So therefore, it depends on your version of Be Shammai. According to one version of Be Shammai, that Brisa is correct. Period. Tani Abishaol Omer Kol Havi Beis Hillel B'davar Zeh. Abishaol made a comment. Is this a Kula of Beis Hillel? Right? Is this a Kula of Beis Hillel? That Beis Hillel, according to the version that Mikilin, right, if you look in the Karban Eidah, Mikilin Hayu Beis Hillel Be'isr Zeh, is Beis Hillel being more makel? Is this an example of Beis Hillel being more makel than Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, was he saying something negative? Was he saying that Beis Hillel was being too lenient there by allowing them to stay married according to that version? The Gemara says, no, Lashvach, he was saying it, Lashvach, Melizim, Ma'isr Yishkan. He was saying, what's the Isser here? Abishal was making a comment, more makel than when we just said. We just said that maybe there's a version that allows them to stay married if they did Yibum, even though he was supposed to do Chalitza. Abishal, hell no! Let the sisters do Yibum. Well, what's the Yisr? Even Mutar L'Chadchila, for two sisters that fall from two different brothers to do Yibum, meaning he didn't hold to this concept of Achos Zukukaso. So that was his version of what Abishal thought about that, this Gemara. Last section for today. Let's see, let's start. Again, the Yavamis, sometimes you have to spend the whole time on just understanding the Gemara. So we'll get back to Eshel Samson one day. So, Ashkach Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon. There's a version, I found a bride in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Again, what are we talking about? The cases of our Mishnah, the four brothers. Two of them died, they were married to sisters. So what did our Mishnah say? Du Chalitza to both of them. They're each Achos Zukukaso. So Imkad Muvakan Su Yekaimu. If they both did Yibum, let them stay married. Let them stay married. If they both actually did Yibum, if they both actually did full Yibum, then you let them stay married. According to Abishol, as we just quoted, his line of Kilhu Beis Hillel, Abishol would say even L'chadchila, they both do Yibum. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if they did Yibum, they could stay, that we allow them to stay married. If one of them did Yibum, we tell the other one, you know what? Do Yibam too. Because once you do Yibam too, so then both of the Zikas disappear and you're each married to your wonderful wife. Lo Ba'al, but before the second brother does Yibam, Harish also live Bilashnia. The one who did Yibam already can't continue living with his wife. Because what happens if his brother never ends up doing Yibam? Shema Yamos Echan Mehem, Venimsa Gabal, Achos Yivimto. If his brother dies, then he's the only brother, then he's married to Achos Zukukasa, which he wasn't supposed to supposed to be done. So you have to wait till his brother does Yibam. Tani, Mesa Sheni, if his brother actually does die, then then he has to divorce his wife that he did Yibam with a get, and Eishas Achah Bechalitza, because that was there first. Says the Gemara, Afilu Mesa Sheni, Lo Rebbe Shimini. What do you mean? Even if the second one dies, isn't this Rebbe Shimon who we know from elsewhere? Which we're not going to get into the details of where the elsewhere is right now. But we know from elsewhere, Rebbe Shimon, in a parallel case, says, Rebbe Shimon Podros Hashim and a Chalitza and a Yibam. Rebbe Shimon says once a Zakuka dies, the woman who had been a sister to that Zakuka is able to stay married to whoever she's married to. So if one of the brothers did Yibam in our case, even if the other woman dies, you can't say, according to Rebbe Shimon, he can't stay married. Amar Reb Zeira, Kiyamte, no, he cannot. Because the principle is, meaning he can't stay married and get off scot-free, that other woman would have nothing done to her? No. If a woman who was supposed to get chalitza or yibam done, she can't get off scot-free because of a later event that occurs. And therefore, even though he did yibam to the sister of this woman, he's still going to have to do chalitza to this woman who originally required chalitza in the first place. So this is, again, all about different permutations of our Mishnah, of Arba Achim, two brothers married to two sisters. The first part of the daf was about how does this relate to the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hey. Part two of the daf was, do we believe in a concept of Tsaras Achos Zukukaso? Right, our Mishnah was about Achos Zukukaso. So the Gemara says, is there a concept of Tsaras Achos Zukukaso? And then part three was about Bidyevet. What about in our Mishnah, if they did Yibam, they weren't supposed to Yibam, could they stay married? Could they even Lachatchila get married? Abishol, those are the three parts of Chalitza. Again, this third parak of Yevamis, I mentioned, this is the nitty-gritty of these Yevamis cases. That's this third parak. It's one parak that's really all about that before we get to other topics. But again, there's a lot. Tomorrow's daf has a fascinating machlokas, as we'll see in Lumdis, what Chalitza really is. But today, just go over it a couple of times, and then it becomes clear. Okay, we'll stop here.